Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. Hello, sweet listener. This episode of the Soft Shoulder Podcast is brought to you by TechCoven.com. So if you've been listening to the Soft Shoulder, you know about TechCoven.com, you know about their tarot readings, but did you know about their vinyl stickers? Now, first of all, they're awesome because it's Tech Coven, so it's for like code witchery imagery, which is like, where do you find that stuff? I didn't know until I found TechCoven.com. Also, vinyl stickers, these are the ones where when you put them on the back of your cell phone case or on the back of your laptop, they're the ones that don't fade and turn into a white papery mess of nonsense after like a couple of months. Vinyl stickers are there with their rich color. They're good stuff. I just ordered a sheet for a code witch that I am excited to surprise in the mail overseas. Head on over to techcoven.com and see the stickers for you or for that code witch that you know and love. And speaking of sticky things, breakups can be sticky business. Yeah, I worked on that segue for a while. How do I do this? In this episode, we continue in our series of episodes exploring the seven houses of heartbreak. It is sticky business. It's confusing. It's messy. It's uncomfortable. The seven houses are here to help you find your place and to help you navigate through them with compassion and power. So these are helpful self-love practices for all of us, not only when we're going through a breakup and we're experiencing the midst of a breakup. So if you're a human with a heart and a desire for a deeper, more loving and compassionate relationship with yourself, well, keep listening. So house one to review, that was shatter and shock. That was the moment where a breakup, in quotes, happens, where it may be a conversation, but it's just this moment where there you can sense there's a before and there's an after, the moment where something changes and the shock sets in. The reality is maybe not quite sinking in yet. Heartbreak house number two. This is where you seek sanctuary, creating the conditions for compassionate healing from the breakup. It's where you reach out and find the support that you need, and you prepare and acknowledge that this healing will take some time and energy. And that brings us to today's topic, heartbreak house number three. This is where things begin to settle. And they begin to surface. And the story begins to emerge. Now, the truth is we're telling ourselves stories all the time. In our minds, all the time. Right? If you've ever tried meditating, you know this. This is why I love the breakthrough opportunities of a breakup. Breakups bring your attention to these stories with a sense of urgency or newness because it's a breakup, you know, but it brings your attention to this process that's happening all the time. This surfacing of the breakup story gives us the opportunity to not just heal from the breakup itself, but to also build self-awareness and self-love skills that will serve us in all the stories that we tell ourselves all the time. So, heartbreak house number three, surfacing and story. The numbness is wearing off and it hurts. You are exhausted and it seems like the work is just beginning. The totality of your losses are starting to emerge. Stories emerge in layers that may be overwhelming. All the tiny bruises and hairline cracks are coming into focus, and your heart is trying to make sense of them all. The healing priority in house three is self-compassion, gentle reflection, taking stock of the loss, and harvesting your heartbreak story. Now, this is a strange and important house to witness because it might feel uncomfortable and bizarre and confusing. The story that surfaces might seem unformed, unclear, and charged with difficult emotions. It might just be charged with emotion and you don't even know what they are. You can't even name them yet. It just feels, ugh. This is the house where you receive information in pieces, you know, in layers, getting clues handed to you in colored envelopes one at a time, and you can't see the whole picture just yet, so you are piecing them together. What is here? What has happened? What is true? What is uncertain? What is happening now? What else is uncertain? The story is only beginning to reveal itself, beginning to form itself. When people ask, what happened? This feels complicated. Or it changes every time you answer the question. Or you know the story. You are firmly fixed and hooked on this story. And you tell the story of what happened. But inside, there's something not quite right. Maybe you don't quite believe that story. When you try to think back, someone says, what happened? And you try to think back to, when did the story of this breakup start? You might find yourself reaching back further. Oh, but then further. Like, well, oh, I came home and they said we need to talk and that was it. Well, but actually, I don't know, that week before that, I kind of like, I had this feeling or whatever. But you know, I don't know, like 3 months ago, there was this thing. And really, if I'm honest, like the last year or so that there was a shift, like the story might have an unclear beginning. The story is only surfacing. And as the story surfaces, feelings come to the surface too. As the story emerges, you react, you respond. Your emotions express themselves. Sadness, confusion, anger, frustration, regret, relief. Wait, what? Yeah, they might be really confusing. They might not be what you expect. And then they'll change. You might not know how you're feeling from day to day, responding to the emerging story. This can seem like the ground beneath you is shape-shifting. It could be unsteady. And you're beginning to feel it. The feelings might come in waves, big ones or small ripples, in and out. There might be some peace for a while. And then back it comes. After the shock and the shatter, after the upheaval and seeking sanctuary, this calm, these moments between the layers, between the surfacing, the calm might be really unsettling. The calm might be where the emotions start to emerge because you don't have the distraction of the drama, of the shock, the shatter, the busyness of seeking sanctuary, right? Take your time. This is normal. Allow things to surface. In fact, dear listener, if you are experiencing Heartbreak House 3 and things are surfacing and uncomfortable, congratulate yourself on allowing it in the first place. If you are here, that means you have been brave enough to soften, brave enough to let it seep through, strong enough to hear these fragments of truth as they surface, strong enough to have the capacity to feel the anger. Often these painful realizations, there's tender grief in there. There's a lot in here. It takes incredible strength to allow yourself to feel them. Does it suck? Absolutely. It's not fun to be here. And yes, it is brave. Congratulate yourself for being in your courage. This is the way through. Okay, it's not fun, but it's the way through. You need to allow yourself this feeling because the feeling is a doorway to healing. You've got to feel it to heal it. If you don't know what's there, you won't be able to give your attention to what most needs your sweet attention. Okay? So there is an opportunity here. When things fall apart, you get to rebuild. And when you get to rebuild, you get to make new choices. Let's say your house burns down and you need to build a new house. Now, of course, this is devastating and exhausting, right? This is never a good story. We hear, oh, a house is burned down. No one thinks, wonderful. Maybe some of us do. But so that part's obvious. We're aware. We're aware of the devastation. We're aware of the exhaustion. And equally true is that a part of what can make this experience a wonderful opportunity is getting to shift things from a foundational level. There's opportunity in this. While the walls are exposed, you get to rewire for better lighting. You get to put up the plumbing for a soaker tub that you always wanted, and it was just way too much of a pain in the ass to like put that in when the walls were there. You can leave walls out. You can open things up so that a cross breeze will delight you. You can maximize the natural light in more areas of this home when you're able to build it back from the foundations. You can make wonderful changes, things that would have been disruptive to initiate before when the house was intact. This doesn't mean you're happy about the house burning down, but that doesn't change the fact that there are some wonderful changes that are now available that would have been disruptive to initiate before. So while you are not intact, while your heart is broken and exposed, you can get right in there. You can be with yourself here. You can make beautiful changes here. There is a glorious opportunity in a breakup for big time self-care, permission, deep foundational rewiring. Much more about this will be explored in Heartbreak House number 5, Self Takes the Wheel. There is some fun on the horizon. And yes, the breakup haircut is in House 5. Where does that fall? House 5. Anything creative? House 5. But for now, be in the house that you're in. Moving through the houses means you occupy each house as you move through them. You can't skip or skim. You'll only lengthen your stay. The more you allow yourself to be with this experience, the more you will allow the healing to happen. Now, I wash my dishes by hand. Racing to do the dishes, skipping and skimming to do the dishes, often leaves some half-assed dishes that need rewashing, right? I don't know if you do this or if you remember hand washing dishes. When you rush through it, you know, you're just like, ugh, I don't have time for this. Let's just get this done. You're moving along. You're like slapping the sponge all over, you know, off they go. Not really focused, not really putting the care and the attention into the act of washing each dish, right? With attention, with effectiveness, right? So when that happens, what happens? Well, you grab the dish later, and there's some residue. There's something left unwashed. Maybe there's like a little, you know, something that's hardened on the side. And you're just like, and now that dish requires more work, more effort, more time soaking, more scrubbing. Only because you tried to rush through it the first time. If you had taken the care to wash this dish with attention and effectiveness, you would have just saved yourself the headache. Now, with dishes, that's no big deal. But I share this metaphor with you because I don't want you to make this even more difficult for yourself. Dear listener, heartbreak is hard enough. Healing, you got lots of challenges. Don't do this to yourself. Be where you are. Take your healing one step at a time. Be with every step. Let the stories and the feelings of Heartbreak House number 3 Let it surface. Let it arrive on its own time. There is a purpose to the pace. Now remember that the houses of heartbreak, they don't happen in a tidy, orderly fashion. They are not steps on a ladder. They are houses. They are spaces that we occupy and move through. Sometimes we move through them, return again for new layers of healing. And sometimes we occupy several houses at one time. I kind of love this, right? I love the organicness. It gives you room to have your own experience through it. The houses give you clarity when you can name them. And the reason why we might, an example of how you might occupy several houses at one time is that, let's say with the ones we've covered, say you're in house three, surfacing in story, and a new layer of story comes up and it's really painful or it's surprising to you. It changes something and you're having some feelings about this and you need more care or more support. Well, remember house two, seeking sanctuary. This is where those two houses might then eclipse, right? Where you're doing both at the same time. You're creating more sanctuary to help you with this particular room in house three of surfacing and story. Doing the work in other houses can open doors in other houses, right? So you might be like doing some other work down the road in one of house five or six or seven. And then, you can hear the sound of a door unlocking in house three, and back you go. There's a new story here. It all comes together very beautifully. So yes, there is a purpose to the pace. And even though you might be eclipsing certain houses at the same time, that still applies to be there, be where you are. Name the experience, name the houses, the house or the houses that you're in. Surfacing takes its time. Surfacing, coming up slowly, revealing, gradual, and gloriously slow. This is how your heart needs to emerge right now. It needs time. And the nourishing holding place for depth, it needs time so that you have room for breath. As difficult things surface, as painful things come into the light, this pace is serving your process, so trust it. Trust your pace in house three, surfacing and story. You are doing beautiful work by simply allowing this experience. Allow your heart to find its voice. That is what's happening in Heartbreak House 3. The first story out of your mouth is not the only story. It's not the truth, which means you are not bound by it. You are not limited by this first story or the second draft or the third version. You are not this story. This story is reflecting where you have been, how you used to see things, what you used to think about yourself, about them, about love. The feelings that surface are not the truth, and you are not limited by these feelings. They will move if you let them. They will release if you feel them. They are showing you where the healing is most needed. Are you experiencing surfacing and story? What difference does it make when you know that the stories that are surfacing about something painful are actually just pieces of a bigger story? It will be no surprise then that often in this house, a beautiful way to heal and support yourself is by writing, right? Surfacing and story to capture these stories. And it's a very simple little switch. Instead of just writing what happened, what the truth is, try beginning with the prompt, what stories are surfacing? Because just by naming them stories, it helps you move into more of that witness role. It helps you harvest your heartbreak story, taking stock of the loss, gentle reflection, self-compassion, those are the healing priorities in this house. So even just starting off with what stories are surfacing, you distance yourself and you can see many at once because there might be stories that contradict each other. There likely will be. What are the stories? What are the stories about them, about what happened, about you? What's emerging? This is not to figure it out. This is to allow them to surface, dear listener. Remember that the first thing on healing priority here is self-compassion. What I love about House 3 is the permission to be patient with the answers, permission to allow, permission to take your time. Because you might have infused your identity with this relationship that is now over, and that is a big deal. So be gentle with yourself. When a relationship dismantles, it can dismantle who we thought we were. Self-compassion, dear listener, bring it to every house you enter. Having someone listen and hold space for your healing in Heartbreak House 3 can help you sort through the layers of hurt and story and make this process a little more smooth, a little more gentle. Hiring a coach can help you keep your eye on the bigger picture and not get hooked by one of these stories and keep on breathing as your heart keeps beating and you keep beautifully healing. I love this work. I would love to support you in this. Reach out anytime at radicalcreativesanctuary.com. Book a call with me and see if working with me is right for you. I'm here and you're here. Thank you for being here. It all starts with you. You are someone worth loving. Take good care of that heart of yours, and we'll talk to you soon.